News, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
It's been a tragic weekend on KZN's roads with six lives lost in crashes and 21 people injured. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service says it responded to five serious crashes between Friday and Sunday. The most serious accident happened on Friday night on the N2 near the Umzimbi Bridge in Heberdeen, where two cars collided head-on.
The scene was one of overwhelming severity, demanding a complex multi-agency response. Paramedics found five occupants had tragically sustained fatal injuries and succumbed to them before emergency services could arrive. An additional five patients required urgent medical attention.
The service's Craig Borta says there was another head-on collision between two trucks on the N3 near Tweedy yesterday morning.
The impact was catastrophic, claiming the life of one patient who sustained fatal injuries. Paramedics and rescue teams fought valiantly to treat the remaining four occupants. Two patients had sustained minor injuries and one suffered a serious injury that unfortunately deteriorated into a critical condition while on the scene.
And the family of a murdered Richards Bay man has thanked police for making swift arrests in his case. Investigators nabbed two suspects in Jozini just days after the disappearance of Rajan Kumar Boya Sue last Tuesday. Sue, who lived with his 79-year-old sister, left home to visit a clinic. It's understood the suspects later led police to Aquadine, where his body was found. Family spokesperson Louis Naidu says, at one point, the family received a ransom demand for 57-year-old Sue.
There was someone asking for a 5,000 ransom, but we spoke to the Southern Police Service, and they recognized it looked like a hoax call. Just trying to extort money from the relatives here.
He says one of the suspects had been to Sue's home before he went missing.
So one of the guys, actually, he came to the late resident here. He was looking for a job. Well, he didn't have work for them.
South Korea's military has proposed talks with the North to avoid border clashes and ease military tensions. The Deputy Minister for National Defense Policy, Kim Hong-cheol, says the discussions would discuss the establishment of a clear reference line for the military demarcation line on the border. He says there have been repeated crossings of the demarcation line by North Korean soldiers while installing tactical roads, fences and laying mines. He says South Korean troops fired warning shots and issued broadcasts to encourage the North Koreans to withdraw to their side. Seoul and Pyongyang technically remain at war because of the conflict ended in an armistice and not a peace treaty. The South Korean President Lee Jae-myung has taken several steps to ease military tensions with the nuclear-armed North since his inauguration in June. Pyongyang has yet to respond to his overtures. And finally, back home, the DA's Willie Oakamp has been sworn in as the new Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, replacing Dion George. In addition, the DA's former National Social Development Representative, Alexandra Abrahams, has taken office as the Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry and Competition, and she replaces Andrew Whitfield, who was removed in June for undertaking an unauthorized international trip to the US. Durban and Richards Bay, 21 this afternoon, Peter Maritzburg, 17. The top story, it's been a tragic weekend on KZN's roads with six lives lost in crashes and 21 people injured. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.